Would you like some tips about how to keep your trading as stress-free as possible? If you would, listen up. I've got some great tips and information for you. Hi, Forex traders. It's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 30th of October, and I've got some great tips and information to give you and to share with you right now to try and help keep your trading as stress-free as possible. And the reason I want to talk about that is because I was watching a video on YouTube just this morning, and it was a video of supposedly a very successful Forex trader. And I've got no doubt that this guy is extremely successful, supposedly a multi-millionaire through his trading. And that is wonderful because there's very few people who are actually very successful at trading. So I'm not knocking the guy in terms of his Forex achievements, definitely not. But what I did see on the video was an enormous amount of stress that the guy was under. You know, he had screens all over the place. Sure, I've got four screens behind me here, but he had screens everywhere with different news feeds coming through and Twitter feeds and all sorts of different feeds and audio going and TV in the background with CNBC. And it was like in this little cave or dungeon that he was trading in. And, according to the video, he was basically a complete, slave to his trading. And he was trying to capture about 3 pips here and 5 or 6 pips there and watching news events and, you know, just on the phone, on Skype, on everything. It was just almost over-stressful just watching the guy. And it was just a video on YouTube. And you see, that's all well and good if that's what he wants to do. And as I mentioned, he seems very successful, so I've got no issues with the actual results. It's just that the way that he was trading, to me, I personally believe there's better ways of trading. Now, I'm not to say that my way is the right way or the only way, you know, far from it. But what I like to try and do is take the longer-term approach to trading and look at those slightly higher time frame charts. And the beauty of that is if you trade by looking only on the completion of a candle, then what it does is it frees you up. And just to give you an example of that, I've been flying for about 3 hours today with my wife. And I place my daily chart trades. I look through the 4 hours, the 6 and the 12 hour charts all at the same time, which is my morning time here in New Zealand. Place the trades. The kids went to school. I was then off, been flying the helicopter for about 3 hours. I've just got back. It's now sort of heading towards the European session now. And I'll look at the 4 hour charts. And then again, tonight, my time, I'll look at the 4, 6 and 12 hour charts. And that's it for the day. And again, that's the beauty of trading those longer time frame charts, because I place pending limit orders on those trades. I'm not having to sit there stressed about every single pip moving up and down and being there at the perfect time or when that perfect opportunity shows or when there's a news announcement. Because if, for instance, I'm taking a buy trade on the longer time frame charts, I'm not very rarely am I actually placing a buy trade right at the market. I'm actually waiting for a retracement first. I don't sit there and wait for that retracement to happen. I'm actually just placing a pending buy order, like a buy limit, to fill if the market retraces first to get me in at a better price. And then that dramatically increases the return from that trade. And so, as I mentioned, there's all sorts of ways you can trade. It's just that for me, that is a lot easier to work around my life and around my family, my kids, etc., my other sports and enjoyments outside of trading. You don't need to have that TV going with CNBC and every Twitter feed or every Reuters feed. You just don't need any of that there. Just look at the charts and the charts will tell you what you need to know. So I hope that helps. It's definitely, in my opinion, a lot more relaxed way of trading, a lot more stress-free way of trading, and just because of that, it becomes more enjoyable. So if you'd like more information about topics like this, just email me, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com, and I'll cover any topics and Forex help and information that you guys need on future webinars and videos and podcasts exactly like this. Have a great weekend, and don't forget the clocks change in New York this coming weekend. So if you do trade off the 5 p.m. New York close of day charts like I do, for all of us outside of the US and Canada, that is 1 hour later next week than it currently has been. So don't forget that. Talk to you this time next week. Bye.